KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The KZN suppliers of the school feeding scheme are calling on the Provincial Education Department to improve its systems. They've been frustrated by delays in paying their invoices. In a statement on Sunday, KZN Education assured the service providers that all monies are due to have been paid, that the funds should have reflected yesterday. The National School Nutrition Programme Service Providers Association's Thabang Mncwabe says some payments only reflected today, except for suppliers who bank with the embattled Itala. He says the lack of timely payments put service providers in a financial bind, leaving them unable to provide food items to schools.
Let us find an alternative solution of another system that will be specifically for this program, and also go back on the old method that was used on the previous administration, whereby service providers were paid at least 3 times a month. There was a run that was made on the 15th, on the 25th, on the last day of the month. So it means you are not paid on the 15th, you are guaranteed you are going to be paid on the 25th, or you are guaranteed to be paid on the 28th. So that assists the cash flow of the service providers.
A former security officer has been jailed for 15 years for damaging Transnet's infrastructure and stealing metal. Goodwill Zwelithini Dlamini was caught after loading stolen cables into a vehicle of his company. The Ermelo Regional Court has found him guilty despite his denial. The NPA's Monica Nyuswa says stricter sentencing for such crimes that harm public services and security are needed.
A Transnet investigator received a tip regarding cable theft at the Websrust substation on the Dafa railway line. He observed two individuals loading cables into an exiting of a vehicle. He witnessed the two individuals offloading the cables before calling for backup.
The Automobile Association is calling for a zero-tolerance approach in curbing drunk driving. It says government must introduce a zero-alcohol limit for motorists. The latest festive season statistics show over 3,800 drivers were arrested for being drunk behind the wheel. It's against the law to have a blood alcohol concentration of 0.05 grams or more per 100 milliliters of blood. Here's the AA's Eleanor Mavimbela.
These figures clearly highlight the ineffectiveness of the current blood alcohol concentration limit. This ineffectiveness raises concerns about the safety of our roads and supports our call for a comprehensive zero-tolerance policy towards drinking and driving, coupled with much stricter penalties for offenders, such as immediate detention. Every life is valuable, and no one should have to suffer the consequences of a careless decision to drink and drive.
And at least 20 people have died in a plane crash in South Sudan. The aircraft came down near the oil fields in Unity State in the north of the country. It had just taken off and was heading to the capital, Juba, when the accident happened half a kilometer from the airport. Officials say one person who was on board survived and is in hospital. The top story this hour, the KZN suppliers of the school feeding scheme are calling on the Provincial Education Department to improve its payment systems. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Plenty at stake in the final night of the Champions League group phase this evening. Rory McIlroy says there's too much professional golf causing fan fatigue, and the semi-finalists for the Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup have been confirmed.